Ciao e bentornati! Welcome back to another episode of Italian Grammar Made Easy. Today we are talking about grocery shopping in Italy and the words and phrases that you need to buy food and products in Italy. Iniziamo! Ciao, sono Margherita, your host. In Italy, grocery shopping isn't just an errand. It's part of the Italian culture. The way people shop for food reflects their deep connection to regional traditions and seasonal rhythms. In fact, when I think about my upbringing in Italy and I think about strawberries, that was a fruit that we would only have in the summer. In Italy, we tend to eat food and produce of specific seasons. Strawberries are a summer fruit. Le fragole, strawberries. So it was not something that we would have in winter. In my experience, living in other countries, I would find strawberries also in other seasons. In Italy, we tend to eat foods of specific seasons. To truly understand grocery shopping in Italy, we must first appreciate the different types of shopping experiences available. Unlike the big supermarkets common in many parts of the world, Italy focuses on specialized stores. From the panetteria for freshly baked bread to the macelleria for expertly cut meats, each shop offers a unique product and expertise. Let's start with the mercato. Mercato is an outdoor market. These are often set up weekly in each Italian town and city. And it is not just a place to buy fresh produce, it is also a place to meet with people on a weekly basis. It is customary to let the vendors select produce for you, respecting their expertise and avoiding the error of handling the goods yourself. So if you go to Italy to an outdoor market, mercato, make sure that you do not touch the produce, la frutta e la verdura. We also have small grocery stores. The name we use in Italian is negozio di alimentari. Negozio di alimentari. These stores represent the personal touch in Italian shopping, where store owners remember your preferences and are ready to offer you a new cheese or some sausage for you to try. In both the mercato and negozio di alimentari, to ask for something, use the key verb vorrei. Vorrei, I would like. For example, vorrei delle zucchine. I would like some zucchini. Vorrei tre pomodori. I would like three tomatoes. You can also say, mi servono tre cipolle. I need three onions. Mi servono delle ciliegie. I need some cherries. So your options here are vorrei, which is more polite, I would like, or mi servono, I need. Supermarkets do exist in Italy, especially in bigger cities. And these larger stores offer convenience because you will find a wide range of products under one roof. However, they lack that charm and personal interaction that you will find in smaller shops and in outdoor markets. So if you go to Italy, I recommend that you try these smaller shops. Il mercato, il negozio di alimentari, and connect with locals in that way. No matter if you are going to a mercato, negozio di alimentari, or supermercato, greetings are important. A simple buongiorno, good morning, or buonasera, good evening, goes a long way in establishing a friendly relationship with shopkeepers. Something that we do not do in bigger supermarkets is to chit-chat with the cashier. In my experience, that is not common in bigger supermarkets, while it is at the mercato or negozio di alimentari. So again, if you are going to Italy and you want to practice your Italian, make sure to visit those smaller grocery stores. Now, let's delve into the specifics. Macelleria. Macelleria is the butcher shop. Pescheria. Pescheria is the seafood shop. You will find fresh fish there. Enoteca. Enoteca is the place for wine enthusiasts. Panetteria. Panetteria is where you will find fresh bread and pastries. Pasticceria. Pasticceria specifically sells pastries and cakes and pies. And finally, we have salumeria. Salumeria is a shop that sells cold cuts, like salame, prosciutto, mortadella. Remember, in all of these places, when you go in, use a greeting. And to order, use the verb vorrei. Something to keep in mind is that in these smaller shops, so not the supermarket, in these smaller shops, you will be helped by the person working there. In most cases, you will not be grabbing the produce, the food yourself. Benissimo, grazie mille e ci sentiamo di nuovo giovedì prossimo. Ciao!